23강 가정, 직장 생활 기출 예제 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Brown, how do you like our auditorium?
It's great for my first solo concert, Ms. Anderson.
Good. My staff and I have worked hard to make everything perfect. Is there anything to adjust?
Well, I'd like the piano closer to the audience. Then it'll feel like I'm interacting with them more.
No problem. How about the lights?
They're perfect. Not too bright or dark.
Great. Anything else?
I played this piano before you came in. I think I need some time to get familiar with it before the rehearsal.
I understand. I've been managing this auditorium for 10 years, and I've seen other musicians have the same issue.
So, can I practice with the piano tomorrow morning?
Yes. I'll tell my staff to open the auditorium from 9 a.m.
Thank you.
1번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I'm going to go to the park to play basketball.
But look at all the gray clouds in the sky. It looks like it'll rain soon.
It's not raining now, though, and I'll just play for an hour. Is that all right?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you reading, Jason? Is that a handwritten letter?
Yeah, it's a thank you letter from one of my clients. He's thanking me for the contract I worked for him.
That's considerate of him. It's very special to receive a letter like that.
3번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jennifer, I'm afraid I might be late to the meeting tomorrow morning.
Why is that?
My wife is on a business trip, so I have to give my children a ride to school tomorrow morning.
Then you'd better tell Mr. Johnson in advance that you might be late for the meeting.
But I'm afraid he'll be upset.
I know, but he'll be more upset if you're late tomorrow without telling him first. He said it's an important meeting and everyone should attend.
That's true. I'll go see him now.
Good. It's important to let people know beforehand that you may be late. I hope you're not too late.
Me too. It depends on the traffic tomorrow, but I'm sure I'll be there before any important discussions start.
Traffic should be okay.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm looking for Sarah Kim.
Oh, are you Brian Thompson?
Yes, I am.
Nice to meet you, Brian. I'm Sarah. I heard from Mr. Park that you were coming to visit our company today.
Nice to meet you too, Sarah. Yeah, I met Mr. Park while volunteering at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang last February.
Then you've been in Korea since last winter?
Yeah, I've been traveling around Korea since the Winter Olympics ended.
That's fascinating. So you're interested in Korean food?
Yes, I work for a cooking magazine, and I want to write an article about Korean food.
You've come to the right place then. We sell and promote Korean food.
Happy to hear it. Mr. Park told me that you know a lot about Korean food.
It is my specialty. Here, let me show you some of the basic ingredients in Korean food.
Okay, thanks.
5번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
What are you looking at, honey?
It's a picture that my sister sent me. She set up a room for when Tommy visits this summer.
Wow, Tommy will love it.
Yeah, he'll especially like the blanket on the bed with the stars and moons.
Definitely. And look at these stuffed owls on the shelf on the wall. The biggest one is wearing a hat.
They're so cute. Tommy will enjoy sitting on this bench next to the lamp.
Yeah, he could sit there and read.
Right. I think that's why my sister put the bookcase next to it, below the window.
And Tommy will have fun playing with this wizard hat and wand hanging on the tree coat rack.
Sure thing. He's crazy about magic.
Yeah. Why don't you show this picture to Tommy?
Okay. He'll be so excited.
Hello?
Hello, Kevin. It's Mom.
Mom, where are you? Have you landed at Heathrow?
No, I'm still in New York. I was going to return home today, but my flight has been canceled because of bad weather.
Oh, that's too bad. Will you be able to come home tomorrow?
I think so. Is everything all right there?
Yeah, except for the air conditioner. It stopped working yesterday.
I heard that from your father.
He tried to fix it, but he couldn't.
I think we'll have to call the repair center. I'll take care of it tomorrow.
I can do that now. Just let me know the phone number.
That'd be great. I'll send it to you by text message.
Okay.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 친구 결혼식에 참석할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Mike, you've been very busy these days.
Yeah, I have a project that's due next week and another important project right after that.
Oh, that sounds tough. Didn't you tell me you're going to Hawaii for a friend's wedding next month?
Yes, but I'm afraid I can't go.
Do you think you'll be too busy with work projects?
It's not because of that. Actually, I couldn't get a flight ticket.
That's too bad. I guess it's not easy to get a ticket to Hawaii at this time of year. Next month is the holiday season.
I should have booked my flight in advance, but I forgot.
I see. And then you should congratulate him on his wedding in some other way.
Yes, I'm discussing what to do with some others who can't attend the wedding.
How nice!
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Amanda. How can I help you?
Good afternoon, Robert. I want to get some shrimp to barbecue tonight. How much are they?
Fresh shrimp are $40 a kilo and frozen are half that price.
I'll have 2 kilos of frozen shrimp.
Anything else? We've got fresh oysters today. They're $13 a kilo.
They look nice. Can you give me 1 kilo for $10?
I'm sorry, but I can't go any lower. $13 is already a reduced price.
No problem. Give me 1 kilo of oysters, too.
So you want 2 kilos of frozen shrimp and 1 kilo of oysters.
That's right. Oh, I also need barbecue sauce.
This barbecue sauce is $2, but I'll give it to you for free.
Thanks a lot. Here's my credit card.
Thank you.
9번. 대화를 듣고 2019 아웃스탠딩 임플로이 어워드에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
What are you reading, honey?
It's a flyer for the 2019 Outstanding Employee Award at my work.
Oh, you won last year's award. Are you qualified to apply this year, too?
Yes, I am. It doesn't matter whether you won previously or not. It's open to any employee who creates a positive work environment for the year.
That's good.
I'm trying to decide if I should apply again this year.
I think you should. When is the deadline to apply?
I have to submit the application form by November 30th.
I see. Will the winners get the same prizes as last year?
Almost the same, except the prize money has gone up by $50. It was $200 last year.
Wow. Is the award ceremony on the last day of the year again?
That's right.
I hope you win this year's award, too.
(10번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구입할 수납 벤치를 고르시오.
Honey, take a look at this online store. They have nice storage benches.
Very nice. We should buy one for our living room.
That's what I was thinking. I like this one, but it seats only one.
That's too small. Let's buy a bigger one.
Okay, how about this one?
It's nice, but let's keep it under $200.
All right. What's left?
Just these three. How about this one?
It's not bad, but fabric benches are difficult to keep clean. They stain easily.
Then we have these two options left. Which one do you like better?
Well, I prefer drawer-type storage.
Me too. Let's buy this one.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, I have a club interview tomorrow, but I don't know how to prepare for it.
Oh, you have to do an interview to get in?
Yes, and it's pretty competitive because there are so many applicants.
It must be a popular club. What club is it?
Science Club. They're going to ask science questions at the interview. I'm afraid I won't be able to answer them correctly.
Be confident in yourself. You're good at science.
But so are all the other applicants. I heard it's all the top students in science class.
I don't think the club is looking for only students who are good at science. They want people who have a love for science.
That is what the club ad says. They want people who can share their passion for science.
You're exactly what they're looking for. Just believe in yourself.
Thanks for the encouragement, but I'm still nervous.
12번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 오스틴이 산드라에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Austin and his wife, Sandra, plan to clean their house today. In the morning, Austin tries to vacuum, but the vacuum cleaner doesn't work. So they go to the appliance repair shop to get it fixed. The repair person tells them the vacuum's motor is broken and it'll cost $60 to have it fixed. Austin feels he would rather buy a new vacuum cleaner than pay the $60 for the repair. So Austin wants to suggest to Sandra that they purchase a new vacuum cleaner. In this situation, what would Austin most likely say to Sandra?